metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today's third hour on this hump day Wednesday, February 26, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. I just find this website to be very interesting. Man, the Democrats are absolutely freaking out over it. So, hey, it is what it is. Want to look at another story. And it's kind of interesting the way this is laying out. The state of Michigan tonight will hear from Governor Gretchen Whitmer at 7 o'clock, the state of the state. This is going to be the latest a state of the state has ever been given. As we head into this non-election year of 2025, there's going to be a lot of announcements of candidates announcing that they want to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. So far on the Republican side, Eric Nesbitt has filed and announced. Anthony Hudson, a businessman truck driver, he has been out there. He attended the state convention on Friday and Saturday down in Detroit. Kevin Rinke, Garrett Sedano were seen together, I think probably going to be running as governor, lieutenant governor, perhaps a team that they're going to be putting together. Mike Cox, former attorney general of Michigan, he's going to be running. Detroit mayor Mike Duggan running as an independent. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson has already announced she's running for governor. Chris Swanson, the Genesee County Sheriff, Democrat, pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, he's announced he's running for governor. Well, now there's another one wanting to do what Gretchen Whitmer is going to do 7 o'clock tonight if elected to be governor, giving a State of the State address. Former Florida mayor announces run for Michigan governor. The former mayor of Cape Coral, Florida, now a regional manager over five Michigan malls and a sixth one in Illinois, is running for governor in the Democratic Party primary, according to her filing with the Secretary of State's office. Marnie, M-A-R-N-I, Sawicki, 55 years old, filed her campaign finance paperwork back nearly 2 years ago, March of 2023. She was issued a reporting waiver in August. Well, yesterday, Sawicki announced that she is getting in with her campaign slogan, Michigan Loves Marnie, her first name. Her campaign statement, while our state of Michigan faces significant challenges, whether it's rebuilding our economy or ensuring the rights and dignity of every individual are upheld, we are deeply committed to leading with a vision that is truly inclusive, where everyone is valued and no one is ever left behind, Sawicki wrote as her campaign priorities. Pretty interesting choice of adjectives there, Marnie. MERS News Service left a message for her at her campaign office with no return call. She is a Battle Creek native, went to Central Michigan University, earned her MBA from the University of Phoenix, and then spent 15 years in corporate insurance. She said she led the city through Hurricane Irma and water quality improvements. She goes on to say, Michigan needs someone who knows both boardrooms and union halls. Someone who has managed budgets, weathered storms, both literally and politically. Someone who will be direct about what needs fixing. Kind of an interesting choice of words, since Anthony Hudson is running on Fix Michigan. Media reports of her time as Cape Coral's mayor had some controversy due to her freely airing her tumultuous personal relationship with a local fire department lieutenant while in office. The lieutenant accused her of taking jewelry and other gifts from a local business person and ultimately filed an ethics complaint against her back in 2016. That ended up going nowhere because she was romantically involved with the gift giver, according to Gulf Shore Life and News Press of Florida. Lieutenant Kenneth Retzer was found guilty of domestic battery by a strangulation for an incident involving Sawicki back in 2016. Sawicki only served one single term in office. Well, after leaving Florida, she returned to Michigan in 2021. She became the general manager for the Crossroads Mall in Portage. She was elevated in 2023 to regional asset manager for Summit Properties USA, overseeing Crosswoods Mall, Birchwood, Fashion Square, Lansing Mall, Northwoods, and Westwood Mall. So now she's filed and tossed her hat into the ring for Democratic candidate for governor, Marnie Sawicki, running against Chris Swanson and Jocelyn Benson on the Democrat side. Good, 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 good. Why do I say that? Because now the Democrats across the entire state of Michigan will have to stay on their side of the ballot in the August 2026 primary. What does that mean? What that means is that they cannot have one anointed candidate like Jocelyn Benson to be their nominee for governor. They will actually have to stay home. The Democrats will have to stay home and vote for who they truly want to be their nominee. The Republicans, on their side of the primary ticket, August primary 2026, will be able to have a true Republican primary. Independents, most likely you will be voting for Mike Duggan. Democrats will be fighting it out on their side while the Republicans fight it out on their side. This is going to be the perfect opportunity, folks, for the state of Michigan Republican Party to pick the best Republican to lead our state. We won't have to accept any endorsed candidate that Donald Trump tries to shove down our throats, and we can actually vet these people. Ask them the tough questions. What are you willing to eliminate in state government? What are you willing to eliminate as far as taxes go? What are you willing to do to make our state more competitive to get others to move here? Businesses, manufacturing companies, what are you willing to do to fix our car insurance? What are you willing and able to do to fix our roads, fix our public schools, lower our energy costs? These are the tough questions, folks, that we have to ask of these candidates. And if they don't have the answers, we're not going to support them. Honestly, I don't care how much money you think you're going to throw into your campaign to buy the governorship. Not interested. Although it is going to take quite a bit of money to get your name out there, to get your message out there, to answer these tough questions. But you guys are going to be vetted. This is not going to be based on friendships. This is not going to be based on who you know. It's not going to be based on, you know, you think you can come in and simply sponsor my show, sponsor the radio station, and try to buy the endorsement. It's not going to happen. This race is way too important. I'm going to have meetings with these guys face to face. I'm going to do interviews with them on the radio. You guys are going to help me decide who we want to get behind in this Republican primary for governor of 2026. This is going to be a process. This is going to be fully open and transparent. I'm going to tell you exactly how this is going to come together. While the Democrats fight it out on their side, us Republicans will fight it out on our side. Ultimately picking, winning the nomination, and then bring it on, baby, in November. This midterm election for the next governor of the state of Michigan is going to be critical. Absolutely critical to the direction of this state. And if we can get back the majority of the state Senate, we then will have the trifecta, this time by the Republicans. Let's see if we can undo everything that Governor Whitmer and her Democratic trifecta did to our state the last 2 years. Let's truly fix it. So, as I look out the window, there's a big doe about 20 feet away from my window. Oh, there's number two. Two of them right in my backyard listening to me talk on the microphone. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. A little housekeeping here. A couple of text messages. Nick Wallace texting me the deer in his backyard as well. Mike Slarsky, Downstate Paving Excavating Company. An oversight committee actually doing oversight? I like it. It might be too much to ask for Elon Musk to come to Michigan, but maybe Speaker Hall's committee without fear to use subpoena power is a step in the right direction. Let's get it on. Now, I'm submitting a suggestion. We need help in Antrim County. Cheryl Guy's qualified voter files. 23,279 people registered to vote in our county when we have a population of 23,431 people. Kids everywhere. Mansalona schools, Elk Rapids schools, Bel Air, all over the county schools filled with kids. I mean, something is wrong in my county. So, yep. I'm going to submit it right after I get off the microphone right here at 12 noon. Let's see what they are willing to do to investigate. Because I believe Jocelyn Benson, the Secretary of State, is accessing these local township city clerks' qualified voter files from people who registered to vote at the Secretary of State's offices and putting them on our qualified voter files. And some of them no longer live in our county, but they used to years ago, which Jocelyn Benson has access to those files, that information. Our local clerks remove them because, you know, Bill and Susie Peterson at 123 Blueberry Lane, they moved to Florida. So your local township clerk goes in and removes them. Jocelyn Benson puts him back on. Something is going on in this county. It's got to be looked at. So that's my first submission. I've got so many suggestions. I'm going to blow up this mioversight.com website. This is amazing. So we'll see where this goes and see what they do about it. Absolutely need help. And I'm going to report it. It's my own county. I'm going to turn it in. My own wife is now the county clerk, and she needs help cleaning up these qualified voter files. So we'll see where this goes. Another little short story that I didn't get to today. We're going to put some saran wrap around this, put it in the refrigerator. The process that this I don't really fully understand this. But the amount of money that is put into this benefit package for foster care, should the state of Michigan be barred from receiving foster care youth benefits? Sorry, it caught my eye. Started reading it this morning, and it was like, yeah, too long. I can't get into it right now. We're definitely going to talk about this tomorrow. Should the state be barred from receiving foster care youth benefits? Foster care in the state of Michigan. So we'll talk about this one tomorrow. One last thing I definitely need your help with. I've been begging you guys almost every single day. We start the last month, March, the third month of the first quarter. January's done. February's going to be done. Saturday, March 1st, begins the third month of the first quarter. Nielsen ratings. I need your help. I need you to put a radio station sticker on your vehicle. If you haven't done it yet, text me at 231-360-5140. Your first and last name, your mailing address, I don't care if it's your home or office, and how many stickers you pledge to me that you'll put on vehicles. 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever you can do. We need these stickers on vehicles driving around 97.7 FM listening area. We need people to see them. We need people to tune the channel, check it out. Now, if it's in the mornings, drive time into work, 6 to 9 a.m., yesterday's show, or my live show from 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, that's okay. I hope they listen after 12 noon. Nights, weekends, when we're playing music, or on Sunday morning, the Flatline with Rick Hughes at 7:30 to 8, church services from 11 noon with Pastor Chatfield, Northern Michigan Baptist Bible Church, or back to the music at noon on Sundays. If they like the music, they might stay and listen to the show. We need to grow the radio audience. We need to grow our radio family. I need your help. Text me and I'll mail them out to you today. Name, address, and how many vehicles. Well, that's it for today. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit, such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies.